Prime Suspect 2, A Face in the Crowd, by Linda LaPlante.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The young black man was very good-looking. Tall and lithe, with a fine pair of shoulders, he kept himself in shape with regular workouts. He sat at the square wooden table in the interview room, long, supple hands clasped in his lap, his body erect, and his handsome face impassive. His suit was well cut, with an immaculate white shirt and a neat, precise knot in his tie. He was very calm, very sure of himself. The remote control video camera high in one corner recorded all this, as he tilted his head back slightly, looking straight into the eyes of the woman opposite, with just a hint of lazy insolence. She stared back unflinchingly. "I am Detective Chief Inspector Jane Tennyson, attached to Southampton Row Police Station. We are in the interview room at Southampton Row. I am interviewing..." She leaned her elbows on the table. "Would you please state your full name and date of birth?" When the man didn't respond, she patiently tried again, in the same quiet, unhurried tone. "Would you please state your full name and date of birth?" "Robert Oswald, the 13th of August, 1961. From his appearance, you might have expected an educated voice, but it was a strong Jamaican accent.